This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A study from CU Boulder shows systemic racism is common in labor and delivery rooms in the U.S. Researchers say that's a factor in a sharp rise in medically questionable inductions, which could be harming Black and Latina mothers and babies. More than 40 million births were analyzed over nearly three decades. Researchers hope their work spotlights how implicit bias can lead to differences in care between different racial and ethnic groups. Meanwhile, deaths from overdoses in Denver dropped slightly in 2022 from the prior year. CPR's John Daly reports it's the first decline in several years.
453 people died of overdoses last year, according to the city's health department. More than half of those cases involved fentanyl. Fatal overdoses from the drug rose by 3% last year, but the total number of fatal overdoses overall fell by about 4% compared to 2021. The city health department says deaths from overdoses in Denver may be leveling off, due in part to successful overdose prevention efforts, things like increased access to fentanyl test strips and medicine to reverse overdoses. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The city of Pueblo is soaking up some much-needed rainfall after a record-breaking downpour. The 1.4 inches of rain recorded Tuesday more than doubled the rainfall record set in April 1890. Rain continued into Wednesday for a total of just over 2 inches of moisture. That alone represents 17% of Pueblo's typical annual precipitation. This is CPR News.